Welcome to Press the Issue, a podcast for MasterWP, your source for industry insights for WordPress professionals. Get show notes, transcripts, and more information about the show at masterwp.com/press the issue. As more and more employees work from home post-pandemic, we realize more how varied and complicated this change is. For some, it's a welcome relief and means more freedom, time, and flexibility. But for some, often women, it can mean the exact opposite. In this episode of Press the Issue, Sammy and Nyasha try to understand how and why working from home ends up a trap for some women.
Hey, Sammy, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. I'm so excited to talk with you today. We're doing something a little different today. Usually we talk about articles that one of the team or guest contributor has written on MasterWP. But this article we were talking about, it's outside of MasterWP, but it was something we all, well, most of the employees really identified with or had something to say about. So we wanted to talk about it. And this article is from Bloomberg, and the name of it is "The Work From Home Revolution is Also a Trap for Women." It's by Anne Helen Peterson, and we're going to link it as well in the podcast info. But yeah, we just really, really wanted to talk about it and just talk about what we identify, what we like, what we don't. So I just want to start off by asking you a few questions, Sammy. I know you really identified with this story a lot. Can you tell me in what ways it really spoke to you?
It spoke to me in a few different ways. One being the flexibility of working from home and its benefits, you know, being able to prepare for dinners and not being so concerned about what I'm wearing to work that morning, you know, which also could be a pro and con. You know, already being home, if one of the kids were out sick, you know, which makes it easier because you don't have the guilt of, you know, leaving work or calling out. That's just to name a few.
Gotcha. I definitely relate with that as well. Not having to buy all this like business clothes and spending the money on like gas and commuting. And I just feel like overall you're saving money, you're getting more rest, and you feel better because you can kind of control your own space.
Definitely.
So with this article, you know, it does talk about, no, we just talked about the pros. It talks about working from home being a trap. Do you think your upbringing played any part in how you feel about the article and what you do now as for work?
Yes. I think a lot of how I feel and what I do is because of my upbringing. Some people may relate, but for me, culturally, the expectations, you know, kind of started at an early age. I think we were always just taught, you know, that we always needed to tend to household chores, you know, cooking, cleaning, while still always taking care of everyone around us. You know, it becomes overwhelming because it just seems like it's out of habit. Like you can't help but to naturally feel this way. You know, I can't help myself to still, you know, take care of my partner, my kids, the house, but still have the expectation from, you know, everyone around me to have a source of income.
Yeah, I definitely understand that. Just a little bit about me. I was raised in, I still live in the Southern United States. So the culture here is that women do household chores. Women take care of children. Some women don't work, but in this day and age, you know, especially financially, you're expected to do all of that and your household chores and taking care of people and things like that. And ever since I was a child, it really did seem like a trap for me. Watching my mother work 12-hour shifts at a factory and still having to cook, bathe us, do our hair, watching my grandmother or listening to stories of her be a full-time housekeeper while raising 9 children, especially when my grandfather passed away. It just always seemed like, no, I don't think I can do that to me. How much of your culture do you think played into that?
I think a lot of it. Even now, like as an adult, I think those expectations still sit very high, you know, especially from the male, like the men in my family. You know, I still get up and, you know, make sure I get my kids ready, bring them to school, and I come home and, mm-hmm. you know, I do a little bit of chores. I log into work, I'm working, and then I still have to make sure I have dinner. It's almost like it's expected of me. And if I wasn't doing it, I'm not doing like what I need to do as a mother, as a wife. Mm. So it was a lot. Like my mom worked when I was growing up, she worked second shift. So we didn't get to see much of her, but mm-hmm. you know, she got us ready in the morning and she made us food before she left to work. And then she would go work 8 hours and come home and, you know, have a little time to herself and then wake up and do it again.
Mm. Yeah. That's a lot. Yeah. It's a lot to put on women. And you would think working from home would make it overall easier because, you know, like again, we talked about pros, but there's just so much that happens at home, especially when you have to, you know, when you have children and you have to have them at home, especially when they get out of school and things like that. What do you think would make things easier on you and work from home when it comes to the issue of work falling back on women? Like, what are some of those cons and what do you think would make them easier?
Expectations. I think society just portrays women as, you know, someone who can do it all, and we do. But just because we do doesn't mean we should. I personally think that it makes us think that we need to do that. Mm-hmm. When there's doctor's appointments, you know, it kind of falls on mom. You know, what's for dinner? Go ask mom. Mentally, I think we become trained that this is what we should be doing, and then somehow still be able to excel in our careers. And, you know, we still have our expectations in our workload to, you know, make sure our tasks are getting done, projects are going out, and, you know, we're still doing what we have to do to provide a paycheck and, you know, to mm-hmm. kind of keep a stable mental load on ourselves, because we don't want to identify as just moms and wives. We want to be our own people, like, mm-hmm. you know, and we want to do well and still be able to, you know, climb that corporate ladder. So I think the expectation of this is what I need you to do, or this is what we should be doing, it's a lot, and it becomes a lot.
You're totally right. And I want to just personally say you are awesome for being able to juggle work and your children and everything else, because I really feel like with what I do now, if someone were to throw a baby into the woodwork on me, I think everything would fall apart. And it's funny because I've accomplished a lot, and I'll tell my family or different friends or family friends, like, yeah, I got into tech. I'm doing software work, development work. Oh yeah, I'm like editorial director of a tech magazine newsletter. And they're like, okay, yeah, all that stuff is awesome, but when are you having children? And I'm like, what? It's like, I've accomplished so much, but I'm not 100% because I don't have children. And it's always funny for me to hear that. I'm like, oh, okay, I guess nothing else matters that I've done. But it's society. I can't really get mad at them because that's how we were raised. Like, I always say, like, how can I do this and do everything I do and raise children? Well, your mom did it. Your grandmother did it. Your aunts did it. Your sister did it. I'm not them. So it's just always so much. And I always admire women that do it, because I think I would collapse under the work.
Thank you for listening up to this point. Press the Issue by Master WP is sponsored by LearnDash. Your expertise makes you money doing what you do. Now let it make you money teaching what you do. To create a course with LearnDash, visit learndash.com. Our mission at Master WP is to bring new voices into WordPress and tech every day. The new Master WP workshop series does just that. our new live and recorded workshops on everything from code to design to business turn WordPress fans into WordPress experts. Find the workshop for you at workshops.masterwp.com. Use the code PODCAST10 for a 10% discount. Now, back to the podcast.
I think it's just a lot of pressure, you know, and you know how it was when they were, you know, how our parents were raised and how they grew up. I think a lot of it was just brought on to us as first generations. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we don't want to bring that on to our children now, but it's a lot. Like, I think that we are more than just that. And I want to excel in my career. I want to be more than just mommy, you know. I think it goes back so far that we are still trying to break those barriers now. And mm-hmm. I think we are going to continue to be doing that.
Gotcha. Another thing in the article I wanted to bring up, I thought was funny, because I don't do this, but how do you feel about the women who lie about how much they make when they're the breadwinner?
I think it's a little sad. Like, we should be able to speak about that with confidence. You know, it doesn't make your partner any less than a person. It doesn't make you any less if you were making, you know, less than your partner. I also think that it has a lot to do with where you are in your career as far as like what your partner does and what you do. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, not every job is the same. Not every, you know, company holds the same purpose. Everyone is in different career paths. So sometimes it depends on that as well. Mm-hmm. I don't think that we should look at men like, you know, funny because they're not the breadwinner. I think it should be like an honor. Like, yeah, my wife, you know, makes more money than me or whatever. You know, it shouldn't be looked upon. And two incomes are better than one. Mm-hmm. You know, when did that not become a thing?
Totally. I agree with you 100%. And like I said, it's something I do not do. And luckily, my partner does not care about stuff like that. I feel like he's actually bragging to people like, yeah, my wife's big shot. Sounds like something he would do. There is another thing I wanted to touch on. We talked a little bit about another article. There was a woman, a mother, during the COVID pandemic. She was actually a head at a tech company in San Francisco. And she was in charge of hiring. So she tried to hire women and minorities, which was really, really important for that Silicon Valley, you know, lifestyle. We don't see a lot of people take the initiative to go out and hire minorities and try to diversify tech out there. And so she was doing that. And during the pandemic, her husband wasn't working. And, you know, they couldn't get daycare, nanny, anything like that. And she asked her husband to watch the child, and he lasted 3 days. And after that, she had to quit her job, and she started to watch her child full time. And that article blew my mind because this was, you know, a woman. She actually waited a little bit in her career to have children. You know, she was married, she made good money, she was a powerful voice in the community, and for the simple fact her husband just didn't want to take on that role, she had to stop her career. And because she was such a, you know, like light in that area, we don't know how many people that could have benefited from her being there, who could have got a spot at the table, they just couldn't get it anymore. And it all came down to like gender roles. And it just, you know, I told you, to me, it was such a heartbreak for me to see that. How did you feel about that?
If you can see me, I am definitely shaking my head right now. I think that's very, you know, disappointing. It's almost embarrassing, you know, because he should be able to, you know, sacrifice yourself a little bit and help your wife in her career path. And, you know, not only her, but the opportunity to give it to someone else. And, you know, with being a woman, you are able to kind of bring other women into your you know, your world and, mm-hmm. you know, teach them, guide them, you know, be a mentor. And it's not easy for a woman to look at a man who is her superior and, you know, feel the confidence in wanting to be there or, you know, reaching out for the help. Like sometimes mm-hmm. it's a little bit easier, you know, when you have a woman in that role. Again, this goes back to my saying of expectations, like the expectations seems like it's, you know, on a woman. Maybe he felt like, I can't do this. Why should I have to do this? Like mm-hmm. she should do this, you know? But it does close a lot of doors and, you know, it, you know, pushes a lot of seats in and it takes away from a lot of people, especially if she's helping, you know, minorities, women in mm-hmm. general. It's unfortunate for sure.
Yeah, that was just a very sad story to see, especially as a woman who was trying to get higher in a company and open the doors for more people. I'm still doing that. And I just couldn't imagine shutting the door on all those people in my career. But also, I will admit, I do not have children, so I probably would feel different if I did have one. It's just an unfortunate side effect of having to work from home as a woman. You just, as we talked about, still just expected to take on all of these roles. And we need to fight to have this change as soon as possible. You know, what if another pandemic comes through? You know,
yeah.
Well, are we going to be ready? Are we going to, you know, have to forgo our careers? We need people to step up. We need more allies. We need more help from companies. We need more help. We need to make all of this more equal.
Yeah, mom guilt is very real, and it's very hard to deal with, and mm-hmm. it's overwhelming, and I couldn't imagine, like, how she felt. But, you know, also to be able to take away an income for your family is very upsetting to me.
Yeah, yeah, it definitely is. So we're just going to try to work, you know, for a better, more equal work from home experience and just in communities and partnerships. And that's easier said than done because, again, a lot of us come from different cultural backgrounds. No matter what the year is, it may be certain traditions and roles you want to uphold. But I'm just hoping there's a better way to do those in the future where everybody can benefit and everybody can, you know, share the work.
Absolutely. And, you know, with work from home, that doesn't automatically mean that you have a flexible schedule to be able to work for a company that offers flexibility while you are working from home. Is, you know, you're very lucky, but mm-hmm. not a lot of work from home jobs are able to provide that as well, you know.
Yeah,
sometimes like when you're working from home, you have to like sit in front of the computer all day answering phones, and you know, I've seen post where you're kind of like on a timer thing or like mm-hmm. there's a camera watching you. Mm-hmm. So work from home doesn't always mean that there's flexibility. It's nice that you're a physical presence inside your home with your children, but it might just be a trap.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it was so good speaking with you today, Sammy. I can't wait until we do this again.
Me too. It was good as always.
Yeah. Well, I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to this episode. Press the Issue is a production of Master WP, produced by Ali Nimmons, hosted, edited, and musically supervised by Monet Davenport, and mixed and mastered by Teron Bullock. Please visit masterwp.com/pressTheIssue to find more episodes. Subscribe to our newsletter for more WordPress news at masterwp.com.